Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking with livestock market economist Darrell Peel about no cattle on feed in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva. We're talking today with the Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, we'd normally be getting ready to talk about cattle on feed, and we're not going to have one this week. Do you think they'll just, either postpone this report or just do away with this this January cattle on feed report? You know, I guess at this point, there's no point to do it 3 weeks late.
Well, you know, and it's speculation on my part. Of course, obviously, nobody can say anything because we don't know when this thing's going to be over. My guess is at this point that we will just not get the January cattle on feed report. I can't really imagine that they will go back, because within another 10 days or so, we're almost on top of doing the February survey. And, of course, they're going to be terribly backlogged when they do get back on track, so they're going to be looking for things that they can just skip. You haven't asked about this yet, but my bigger concern would be with respect to the annual cattle inventory report.
Definitely. That would be one that we could really miss if we don't get it.
Yeah, you know, and it's such an important report. I really think they will do it. What I don't know for sure, again, and of course you can't call anybody and ask right now, but is I think they start that process in December. I don't know if they got the surveys done in December and January was for compiling, or whether they still have yet to do some of the surveying. Assuming that they're not going to just punt it and not ever do it, then even when we get the doors open and we get back on track, it's going to be some period of time if they have to go do the surveys, let alone do the compilation. So, you know, we'll be significantly late. Even if we were to get the doors back open tomorrow, that report will not come out on time, I'm quite sure.
That'll be a report that, however it does finally come out, you almost have to put an asterisk by, I would think.
Well, if they do it where it captures the same thing, it may be a little bit of an asterisk, but, you know, it's just asking for inventory numbers, so hopefully it wouldn't change things too much. But it's such an important report. We only get it once a year, and not only does it confirm what happened last year, but it really pegs, you know, kind of our expectations for this year. When we look at replacement heifers, those kind of things, kind of gives us a bead on where we're going. So we really, really need that report. And, of course, it gives us the only state breakdown of all these inventory numbers that we get for the whole year.
You know, as you start 2019 looking at the overall cattle market, I know that you wrote this week about this wholesale box beef trade, which seems to be on kind of a tear on the upside.
Well, you know, again, I think the key to cattle markets really for the last 18 months at least has been demand. We've talked about it repeatedly that demand was the key. We have been and still are, I believe, in expansion mode in terms of cattle numbers, but beef production. And yet demand has offset that, has matched that and kept us pretty good. And so, you know, that's the key going forward. We're going to continue to see, or at least my expectation is that we will continue to see modest increases in beef production in 2019. So demand will be a key to at least holding these cattle prices in kind of a sideways setting as we go forward in 2019. It does look positive so far. There are things you can be nervous about in terms of both global markets and domestic markets, but at this point in time, it looks pretty good.
Lots of unknowns to be dealing with. Well, you're talking about the export markets or this data that we are not getting from Uncle Sam. Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.